The Lord be with you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage above the bush, when he called, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord. We don't hear much about the Sadducees. In the Gospels, we hear a lot of confrontations between Jesus and the Pharisees. But the Sadducees were the ones who were in control of the Sanhedrin in the Jerusalem temple. They were like the highest authority, religious authority of the Jewish people. And as we understand from today's scripture, the Sadducees did not believe in life after death. To them, they're all what we call the Old Testament today, what the inspired writings are only the first five books of our Bible. The books they believed were written by Moses. So obviously they had the writings of the prophets, but to them those were not inspired writings or not on the same level as the first five books of the Bible. And that's why they come to Jesus with this question, because there is no mention of the resurrection in those five first books of the Bible. But two things about, their question. Number one is like, trying to sometimes ask questions that there is no answer to. Like, if God is all-powerful, can God create a mountain that God cannot lift? Well, if you say yes, then, well, God can lift, a huge mountain, then why is he God? And if you said no, well, then you said, well, then God is not all-powerful. So the question they ask Jesus is not really to help him understand, but try to trip Jesus, give him a question that he can answer yes or no. But one thing sometimes I think we think of, when we think of heaven, we try to project what we think of this world, what gives us, joy in this world, our desires in this world, into the life of heaven. Like sometimes people say, are there going to be golf in heaven? Because they enjoy golf, how can they be happy if there's no golf? Well, we don't know what's going to be in heaven. But the idea is our fulfillment, our joy, comes from being in the presence of God. If God's presence is not enough to bring us that joy, then really is that heaven? Or else we're going to project everything we have on earth, not everyone likes to golf, into heaven, then it becomes another earth. We don't know what God has prepared for us in that afterlife. But what we know is we'll be fully fulfilled, totally fulfilled. All our desires and all our joys will come from being in God's presence, because he's the only one who can fulfill all our desires. And even today, I don't think, how many people really believe in life after death. They might say, yeah, I believe in it, but are we fully conscious about what we're saying? Because if we believe in life after death, then the next logical question is, well, how are we going to get to it? And as Christians, we believe Jesus showed us the way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So are we living our lives now in a way that shows that we truly believe in the resurrection of the dead and life ever after?